Bandit here. Bandit is here. I am here. Hope y'all having a blessed morning. I want to get into my subject matter. Been really weighing on me. Men, I come to the conclusion that I think that our children are being socialized not to care about fathers, about men. They're being socialized to feel this way, to be that way. There's a lot of fraud going on right now with these women. A lot of fraud going on. As you know, I have my son living with me. He's been living with me for quite some time. And I don't talk bad about his mom to him, but I do let him know about women and how they conduct themselves, how a virtuous woman will conduct herself, and how a woman that is not virtuous, how she conducts herself. And he's coming to the conclusion now that his mother is not so virtuous. I didn't have to make up his mind for him. He came to that conclusion on his own. Now, I have some family members that say, you know, you should not badmouth his mother to him. They would assume that I'm badmouthing his mom to him because of the conclusion he came up with. Let's get the facts. Let's lay the facts out there. His mother don't see him. His mother don't spend birthdays with him, Christmas or whatever her religion is or whatever. Holidays. Let's call it holidays. She don't see him on holidays. She spent all that with her new boyfriend or whoever her boyfriend is at the time. Okay? Now, he's going to come to his own conclusion of what she thinks is more important. Now, I'm his father. In this country, in this nation of America, in the black community, we ain't worth a damn. We expendable. You understand? We are only a workhorse. That's what we are. We are a workhorse. We are a tool. We're being treated like that. And when you can't do what they want you to do, they have no use for you. Meaning that they need help. They need assistance. We don't need assistance. We don't. You know, because for the most part, black men will go out there and do what they need to do to survive. They will. For the most part. So I have women in my family telling me that I need to do this and I need to do that and I got to take the step to do this and I need... No. No. When the government told me, you're going to pay this, it became a bill. Do I love my oldest son? Yes. I love my daughter? Yes, very much. But when their mothers took me to court, when I specifically asked them not to do that, I specifically told them, whatever the kids need, I got it. If you need help with anything within reason, I got it. They didn't listen to that because they wanted that thumb on me. They wanted that foot on my neck. They wanted me in the system. The same racist, so-called racist system that they say that black people are under. They put the black man in that same system. That's why when it comes to Michael Brown and George Floyd, I don't want to hear it. I don't care to hear anything that black women got to say about white supremacy or racism. They are using that same system to put us in jail, have us in family court, have us under child support. And when you can't pay or hard times come on, okay, that's when they're going to go after you. You're going to be in jail. You're going to lose your license, young man. You're going to lose stability. It's going to set you back years. Your credit will be ruined. And most important, the relationship that you have with your children will be ruined. Because the fact about it is that these women do not care about their children. Black women, for the most part, 98% of black women do not care about their children. I would say 98%. They don't care. They get all their insecurities from their mothers. All of it. Because black men ain't running around calling their daughters nappy head. Black men ain't running around calling their sons punks. So they're not learning insecurities from the man. And once you put that child in the system, under this so-called racist system that black women and black men are calling the system, once we're put under that system, you don't get to holler racism. You don't get to talk about white supremacy. You put a black man under this government system where it can ruin his life. You don't get to talk about that. You laid down and made a baby with that man. And all of a sudden, when things don't go the way you want it, you'll use that same system to try to cripple that man. I was talking to my aunt this weekend. Last weekend, I was talking to my aunt, and she was telling me her son now, I think he's going to be 22 years old. He's going to be 21 years old this year, because he's a year behind my son. Almost a year behind my son. My aunt and my son's mother was pregnant at the same time. My aunt and my oldest boy mother was pregnant at the same time. And she was telling me how his father never paid child support. I think he only paid one payment. And I don't know why these black men don't want to pay their child support. That was her argument. I don't know why these black men don't want to pay their child support. But guess what? My aunt have never been married. She's got two baby daddies. My aunt never been married. Now, this is no knock on my aunt. She chose her life. What I was trying to get her to understand is, I said, auntie, you chose that. You chose not to get married. You chose to have a baby with those particular men. You fought for it. But when talking to her, she said these men don't want to pay their child support. Well, let me tell you something. When you put a man on child support, that kid is now a bill. That kid is a bill. And you know how I learned to understand that? I learned to understand it because I got to give him his props. I don't care who don't like this man. I don't talk about other people's shows. I don't have a comment for what other people go through and disputes. But at a critical time in my life, this commentator, his name is Tommy Sotomayor. I'm not going to get into who he's arguing with and who don't like him. But I never understood it quite like how I understand it now. And this was like 2013? 2012? No, I take that back. My divorce was final in 2014. So it had to be around the end of 2014, maybe the middle of 2014. And he did a video and he said, that child is now a bill. And it made sense to me. Because my thing is this, if you put me on child support, where if I fall into hard times, then my license is taken from me, meaning my ability to drive is gone. My credit it goes on your credit now. And most jobs won't even hire you if you have bad credit now. And even back then, they was already looking at your credit because it's a risk to hire someone that is in deep debt. They can't be trusted. It all ties in. Debt, credit, unemployment, employment, that all ties in. They take an account for that. When they get your social security number, they will run your name. And they will base everything and their decisions on whether they're going to deal with you or not. And those women know that. So what he said, and at the time I did thought it was a bit harsh, but now, you know, and not just now, but about 3 to 4 weeks after I saw his video, I started critically thinking, because I will always say I didn't become a full man until I was about 39 years old. I have a birthday this month. And I'm in my late 40s. When he said, how can you love a bill that can take everything that you work for away from you, including your freedom? And I thought about that. I thought about it long and hard. Because I said, you know what? I love my son. I love him. I love my daughter, but how can you love a bill that this woman made a bill? You didn't make it a bill. You was already doing what you're supposed to do. But that woman, to be vindictive and evil and keep a track on you to break whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. Now you got to go to court. Now you got to run down here to the family court. Now you got to take these classes. Taking time from your day where you could be building yourself. How can you love that? And he also said this. It's like having a car. And that car dealership say, anytime that you cannot pay this bill, we're going to take your license so you can't drive it until you pay that bill. And if you get too far behind with this car note, we will put you in jail. Would you love that car? Would you want that car? And that's what these women are doing when it comes to these children. They're making these kids like the stuff that they buy. Kids today in the black community is no more than stuff that could be used for their advantage. Now, I ain't got to be up here calling women bees and calling them names. I'm telling you straight. A lot of these men out here that's not in their children's lives is not because they don't want to be in those children's lives. It's not because of that. They have to walk away to have a peace of mind. They're too busy trying to build their lives and get on. Because we already know that 75 to 80% of divorces and breakups, the women are doing it. Men are not getting involved with women to leave them. They're not. And their excuse is always going to be, well, he cheated on me. He was doing this on me. He was doing that on me. That's the biggest excuse. He was cheating on me, or he was abusive, or he was mentally abusive. Hell, my ex-wife said I was abusive to her. She ain't had a mark on her. She's out here living her best life. There's no history of 911 calls or anything. This woman have no proof of me being mentally or physically abusive to her. My children have no history of me treating her badly. But she'll say it. So young men, I'm talking to you young men. I'm not talking to men my age. They should already know what I'm saying because there's too much information out here for old men like me not to know. I'm talking about y'all young men, like my son that's about to be 18, like my oldest boy who's about to be 23 years old in September, like my daughter who's about to be 20 in August. I'm telling them, you can't go out here and make a wrong move. It can ruin your life for 20 plus years, men. When you make a critical mistake like this and get the wrong woman pregnant, she got you. She got you. She got you by the heels, and there's nothing you can do about it. And now you see these men out here. They're starting to kill women. Women are getting killed because the women are raising the boys that are not emotionally stable. They're not spiritually stable. And when these women, now they do something to these boys that's been raised by these women, they act just like the women that raised them. They're not like me. This new generation is not like my generation. I'm a Gen Xer. We took the pain. We took it. Yeah, you had a few men that would kill a woman here and there, and it was a horrible story. But it was rare. It was very rare. Now, you see men killing themselves. They will kill the woman and kill themselves and the kids. And the government don't care. They sweep it right up under the rug. And then at the same time, you have these women aborting thousands of babies a day. But when they have the baby, they'll still blame the man. They'll still take him to court. They'll still tell him that he's not being a good parent, that he's not providing, but she's able to abort the child and give up the child for adoption at her discretion. What does that tell you? That the government is putting the women over the men because we are the workhorses. We're going to make substantially more money. Why? Because we don't have maternity leave. We don't have all these excuses to be out of work. We have to work. So we're going to pay more in taxes. We're going to pay out more to the system. So who do you think the government want to have the money? Who do you think? They want the women to have the money because they want stuff. And that's what keeps the economy going. Redistribution of wealth. That's what they have done to the black community. And the way they did that is by dividing the man and woman. You got women now, they don't want to be a wife. They don't want to be married. That was a known thing back in the day that a woman wanted to be kept and taken care of. They wanted that ring. They wanted to be a homemaker. They wanted to take care of their family. They belonged. That's what made them a woman. Not today. Not today. And the problem is, they want men to be traditional and they want women to be modern. And it's not working in the black community. It's not working. So I'm gonna end this video with this. You gotta take care of yourself. You gotta watch out. Listen to the bandit. I am here for you, young men. Young men who watch my video, get other young men to watch my videos. Subscribe to my channel. It's very important because I'm gonna tell you. I hate to see young men end up with a baby mom and got to hear her crap, got to be back and forth out of court. He got to constantly have this pressure on him to pay her and try to take care of himself, all because he want love from someone. It's not worth it. It's best to stay by yourself, build yourself up. Take some time, young man. The world is going to be out there. It always have been. There's nothing new under the sun. Build your worth, and then you get to choose who you want to deal with. With that being said, the bandit is out.